Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 2035, How Far Would You Go? A futuristic thriller by John Frederick Fix is a near-future speculative thriller built around artificial intelligence, civic control, and the moral pressure created by personal crisis. Set in 2045, the novel follows Birgit Trasa, a leading AI engineer whose work has contributed to systems designed to improve society. Her confidence in that system is tested when her sister receives a terminal diagnosis, and Birgie must decide whether to trust the technology she helped build or oppose it at great personal cost. The book draws on recognizable anxieties about algorithmic governance, digital currency, climate scoring, and the manipulation of public reality. Its purpose is not only to create suspense, but to examine how technological solutions can become political and ethical traps when accountability is unclear. Positioned between high-tech dystopian fiction and human-centered thriller writing, it uses an intimate family dilemma to make systemic questions feel immediate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Birgit Trasa turns the AI creator into the central ethical risk. A defining feature of the novel is that its central character is not an outsider discovering a mysterious system, but a world-class AI engineer who has helped create the technological order around her. This changes the ethical structure of the thriller. Birgit Trasa cannot treat the system as a distant villain, because her own expertise, labor, and belief in technological progress are tied to it. Her dilemma therefore involves both action and responsibility. If the system harms people, she must ask whether the harm is a misuse, a design failure, or an inevitable consequence of delegating social decisions to machines. This perspective gives the book a sharper edge than a simple anti-technology narrative. It recognizes that many large systems begin with constructive intentions, such as efficiency, health, safety, or climate management. The tension comes from the gap between intention and control. Birgit is forced to confront a problem familiar to real debates about AI governance. Technical competence does not guarantee moral authority. And the people who build systems may have limited power once those systems become embedded in institutions. Secondly, climate goals are enforced through algorithmic governance and rationed freedom. The setting presents a society in which environmental goals are pursued through algorithmic control. Digital currency and climate points. This framework gives the novel a concrete political dimension. Rather than treating climate crisis as background atmosphere, the book imagines a future where sustainability targets are converted into measurable behavioral systems. Such a structure can appear rational because it promises efficiency, fairness, and compliance at scale. At the same time, it raises questions about who defines acceptable behavior, how exceptions are handled, and whether citizens can meaningfully challenge decisions made through opaque mechanisms. The phrase "freedom is rationed" is central to this vision. It suggests that liberty has become something administered through permissions, scores, and access rather than protected as a baseline condition. The novel uses this arrangement to explore difficult trade-off societies facing real collective threats may accept intrusive management. But technical enforcement can turn public policy into personalized surveillance. The thriller stakes emerge when rules designed for planetary survival collide with individual need, illness, secrecy, and dissent. Thirdly, reality manipulation makes truth a contested public resource. The book signals that reality can be rewritten, and that an underground group claims the world Birgit inhabits is built on a lie. This moves the story beyond ordinary surveillance fiction into the territory of epistemic control. In such a world, power does not depend only on monitoring what people do. It also depends on shaping what they can know, remember, verify, or doubt. For a thriller, this creates suspense because every discovery may be provisional. A document, official explanation, medical judgment, or public narrative can be part of the system being questioned. The theme is especially relevant in a society mediated by advanced AI, where synthetic information, automated filtering, and personalized feeds can blur the boundary between evidence and manipulation. The novel appears to use the underground group as a destabilizing force rather than a simple source of certainty. Their claim that Birgit lives inside a false reality pushes her into a more complex investigation. She must evaluate not only whether authorities are lying, but also whether opposition voices can be trusted. Truth becomes a scarce and dangerous resource. Fourthly, a terminal illness transforms abstract AI ethics into personal necessity. The sister diagnosis is the emotional hinge of the novel. Without it, Birgit could examine the system as an expert, a professional, or a citizen. With it, she faces the question as a family member under pressure. This matters because ethical systems are easiest to defend when consequences remain abstract. A terminal illness introduces urgency, fear, and loyalty, forcing Burgee to test whether the rule she once accepted can survive contact with personal loss. The title question asks how far someone would go, and the medical crisis makes that question specific rather than rhetorical. Trusting the system may mean accepting its judgments, limits, or classifications. Challenging it may mean breaking laws, violating professional obligations, or exposing hidden structures. The novel therefore uses illness not merely as a plot device, but as a way to examine the moral limits of compliance. Aster care and ureser ational pika, house try to be any 80 to do this, permented, it asks whether a society can demand faith in automated decision-making when the affected person has no transparent path to appeal. Personal desperation becomes a lens on institutional legitimacy. Lastly, the thriller combines Scandinavian social critique with high-tech speculation. The book is positioned in relation to Black Mirror and the Millennium Trilogy, which helps clarify its genre identity. From Black Mirror, it shares an interest in near-future technologies that are close enough to feel plausible and disturbing. From Scandinavian crime and social thrillers, it appears to draw an emphasis on institutions, secrecy, civic trust, and the individual who uncovers deeper structural corruption. This combination distinguishes it from space-oriented science fiction or action-driven cyberpunk. The central danger is not only a machine, a conspiracy, or a criminal network, but the fusion of technology with governance and public legitimacy. The Norwegian title Sandhet 2005 also foregrounds truth as a key concern, aligning the novel with socially critical fiction rather than pure techno-spectacle. Its future is recognizable because it extends current debates about AI, climate policy, digital payments, and information control instead of inventing a remote world. That groundedness allows the suspense to come from plausible escalation tools already discussed, as solutions can become mechanisms of dependence, exclusion, and political control. In conclusion, 2035, How Far Would You Go? Is suited to readers who want a thriller that treats technology as a social force rather than as decorative futurism. It will appeal most to those interested in AI ethics, climate governance, digital identity, algorithmic decision-making, and the fragility of truth in mediated societies. Readers of near-future dystopian fiction may value the way the book connects large public systems to a private family crisis, because the terminal illness plot gives emotional weight to questions that can otherwise remain theoretical. The intellectual benefit lies in its dramatization of a difficult modern problem systems built to solve collective challenges can become dangerous when their authority exceeds. Their transparency. Its practical value is not in offering policy answers, but in encouraging clearer thinking about trust, accountability, and the human cost of automated control. Compared with many technology thrillers, the book stands out through its combination of civic infrastructure, climate point mechanisms, digital currency, and personal moral pressure. It does not rely only on rogue AI anxiety. Instead, it examines a broader future in which beneficial intentions, political necessity, and institutional secrecy produce a world where challenging the system may be both irrational and necessary. If you would like to support John Frederick Fix, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.